A busy week is just beginning. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. If we could just borrow your attention for a couple minutes, we'll get some answers about post-Christian America, as well as new Jesus stories in India, Ukraine, and South Asia. Some recent legal changes on marriage might have you wondering if America is a post-Christian nation. Well, not quite, but in just 2 years, a lot sure has changed. Biblica's Carl Mueller explains.
Dramatic shift in the way in which Christianity plays a role in society and culture. And basically, one can look to Europe and the empty cathedrals and churches of Europe as a post-Christian culture.
But how did we get here?
Research at Biblica Institute identified one glaring change in people's Christian commitment, and that is in terms of Bible reading. The decline in Bible reading is dramatic.
If nothing else changes, he predicts.
2/3 majority of America by 2030 will have virtually no knowledge of any Bible stories or biblical reference points.
Biblica wants to help you engage with God's Word better. We'll point you in the right direction at missionnews.org.
Word is transformative, and it saves our souls, and it saves our culture if we're spending time in it.
Bible stories are just as important during times of tragedy, especially for little ones. When a child's world is turned upside down, there's nothing more soothing than a furry friend to hold and the assurance that everything is going to be okay. Just ask Audio Scripture Ministries' J.P. Sundararajan. He and two U.S. teams just delivered hundreds of wildlife storytellers to orphans in India. They're stuffed animals with audio Bibles inside, and they were given to kids, some of whom were victims of human trafficking.
When you are a victim of trauma or a kid who's been abandoned, the most amazing thing that you can do is provide them a stuffed reminder, you know, something that they can physically hold on to because they have just been yanked away from anything that has been near and dear to them.
Well, as you might expect, there are never enough wildlife storytellers to go around, but you can help ASM meet the need through a link at our website.
They could just sponsor a stuffed animal for India. It costs about $30 per stuffed animal.
This is Mission Network News. We reported this story last week, and here are a few details. Did you know that church can be found in loaves of bread? Slavic Gospel Association, or SGA, received $10 from a little girl named Charlotte. Little did she know that her money would bring 50 loaves of bread to Ukrainian civilians who are stuck in active war areas. Eric Mock of SGA.
Most of the families that have remained in these villages are either disabled, elderly, or incredibly poor. Now they listen to gunfire and artillery constantly.
Families can't leave their homes because they're afraid of getting hurt. But SGA is bringing food and the message of God.
The church members that help with these projects actually put on body armor and drive into areas within the range of gunfire and artillery, and they're delivering bread to people that absolutely do not have access to adequate food.
Will you remind Ukrainian families they're not alone? Whether that's through prayer or giving food, your help actually does save lives. More on that at our website. And as you can imagine, every day is a struggle in eastern Ukraine. But imagine living there alone and not being able to see what's happening. That's what life is like for Vera, an elderly blind woman living on the front lines of the war. But when a group of students from Mission Eurasia visited her and brought her food out of Christ's love, she found peace. Can you keep Vera and others affected by war in your prayers? Pray that the violence would end and that more Ukrainians would come to know Christ. And it's not just those in physical danger who are finding peace. See, women in South Asia facing rejection are finding new life in Christ as well. When Vinyanti found out she couldn't have children, her in-laws turned on her. But after receiving some Christian literature from Gospel for Asia's Women's Fellowship team, she eventually decided to try church. Now she attends regularly because she's finding hope. Want to help others like her? There are ways that you can come alongside Gospel for Asia's teams. We've got links at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world a little more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning, and you can sign up for it for free. Look for the links at missionnews.org. The emails feature action links and expanded coverage on those stories and more. I'm Ruth Kramer.